Farai Mukuta, director of the National Association of Society for the Care of the Handicapped, or NASCO, says people with disabilities are overwhelmed but want the Senate to follow suit so implementation can begin.
I hope that the Senate is going to do the same. At present, we are all up there as people with disabilities to say now our government has recognized the space that people with disabilities should occupy.
He explains the convention and the optional protocol will empower people with disabilities in all areas such as health and education.
We are saying we know there are critical periods now. The government may not have enough resources. But picking on a few, like education, we already have a system of PIM. But now the government should now consider to put more resources into PIM that they've ratified. The issue of access to health, they should now put more resources to health. Not that they should now address all the 50 protocol articles. It's difficult for any government in the world, but may our government jump on board and single out 3 or 4 articles and begin moving.
NASCO is a coalition of more than 70 organizations representing people with disabilities in the country. Masimba Kuchera, director of the Center for Disability and Development, says though long overdue, the move by the House of Assembly is important, particularly for people with disability who will benefit a lot.
There is a lot of training in terms of educating society and in terms of equipping people with disabilities, which is under this convention, which now must surely be some of the benefits that Zimbabweans will get. But also, it also means that minimum requirements of this convention should also now be in line with our laws in terms of protection of people with disabilities.
Pushing for ratification of the convention, Labour and Social Welfare Minister Paulina Mpariwa said there's need to include people with disabilities in all stages of implementation.
The challenge of ratifying and implementing this protocol is now, and there is therefore urgent need for training, capacity building, awareness raising, good practices collection and validation, knowledge management. There is need to mainstream disability in all development activities. There is need for implementation of convention principles in the internal operations of government.
Zimbabwe was the first country in Africa to have disability legislation in 1992 and the second in the world after the United States, but it was never implemented. People with disabilities believe the ratification of the UN Convention will make it easy to rationalize the legislation. Meanwhile, Mukuta says his organization is concerned that most buildings and toilets in rural areas are not accessible to people with disabilities, particularly those using wheelchairs.
100% of the toilets are inaccessible to wheelchair users. The minimum entry space that we need is 80 centimeters to allow a wheelchair to go in. But all those toilets have between 56 and 60 centimeters, which means people with disabilities are relegated to the bush.
As a result, Mukuta said they have recommended to ministries of National Housing and Social Amenities, Public Works and Local Authorities to ensure that all new houses and public buildings and facilities are accessible to people with disabilities. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.